on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Casterton today. The meeting has been moved from Warrnambool to Casterton, and we are currently on a soft seven. The rail is in the true position. Warren Huntley's the man to find us all the winners on this Monday. How are you, Woz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Have a winning weekend?
The weekend was fair, Michael. It was a cold day. I was part of the crew for racing.com out at Flemington. It was a cold, wet day in the Manning there, but a good day's racing, and yeah, the weekend was okay. Jumps racing yesterday was terrific. I thought On Thunderstruck was probably the highlight of the meeting at Flemington. Some good discussion with you boys this morning too, with Shark and Matty Stewart. I had a quick chat to Ray Thomas yesterday, who we know is pretty well aligned with Racing New South Wales, and very good friend of the family, Juppy, wasn't too happy with our chat this morning. So I'm glad you guys fleshed it out a bit more today.
Well, I'll ask you quickly, because we're going to go to Lindsay Smith. What's your take? Are you for or against the New South Wales announcements?
No, I'm very much in the corner of what Matty was saying. I think it doesn't necessarily, it's good for prize money, I understand that, but it doesn't enhance anything, and it is specifically a target race, and it could, you know, the invitation nature of it could, you know, be open to some manipulation. And, yeah, I think there's other ways to try and enhance both carnivals rather than to lob a $2 million race just before our feature race for the mares. So I'm not necessarily against, say, like race like the Golden Eagle, because four-year-olds specifically weren't catered for, so that is an initiative. But just a rich mutt race for mares a week before the Empire Rose, I'm against that as an initiative, and I'm not too sure what the Newcastle staying race is. I think it's actually worth more than the Newcastle Cup now.
Yeah, it's staggering amounts of prize money. I tell you what would have kept you warm on Saturday, following Lindsay Smith's horses. It was good to see Furion back in the winner's stall on Saturday, and he could have a day out today at Casterton. Good morning, Lindsay.
Morning, boys.
How did Furion pull up? Well done on Saturday.
Thank you very much. He pulled up okay. Maybe left a little bit of feed, so I had a talk to the connection today, and we're going to give him a couple of weeks off and get him ready for 1,700 in about 6 weeks, 1,800 in about 6 weeks. So he'll have a freshen up, and we'll maybe keep him in blocks of three runs at a time. So, just have a couple of weeks off and then regroup and see if we can't find another win somewhere.
You knocked into a pretty good one on Thunderstruck, but I dare say you'd have been happy with a run of Tuvalu as well.
Yeah, we learned a little bit more of our horse too, that he's still a little bit green, and we got beat fair and square. But, yeah, obviously that horse will go into bigger and better things. He looked like he had a good turn of foot. So, it's an all doom and gloom for me. So, maybe find the race for him, because better races are coming up soon and it's no use murdering too many points. So he might have to go, but he can go back to maybe a midweek in a couple of weeks at Sandown.
You've got to travel a little further today up the road to Casterton instead of on the home deck, but you should be able to get the petrol money. You've got some really interesting runners today, a lot of favourites. You kick it off in day one with two first starters. You've got Sweet Mary, and you've also got Classy Couture. Sweet Mary's the favourite. Brett Preble heading to Casterton. The team's been going well, the partnership, Brett Preble and Lindsay Smith. Is Sweet Mary the way you're leaning in the first?
Yeah, I think so. With not a lot of meetings for us next week, and the way the rain is down here, they keep, you know, we haven't had much access to trials, so we were going to use their home base as trying to have a trial and win some stake at the same time. But anyway, at least it's in our neck of the woods down here, so we're happy to go there. And as I said, there's not much on next week, so the gap would have been too long, and these two-year-olds can go around in a small field. And I've been here before. It's a tricky sort of track, but both nice horses, but I lean towards the Sweet Mary.
Gee, got a short price favourite in race number two, Mr. Razzle Dazzle. This is a Kiwi horse by contributor that comes out here, only had the one start, and it's obviously shown a fair bit, Lindsay.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, still a bit green, so we applied the blinkers. His couple of trials for us have been good. The other day he trialled against Pucker Punyal at Bollerain, so that was a good trial. He's a he's a nice sort of mare. So I'm disappointed if he doesn't win. I don't expect anything, but I'd be disappointed if he didn't win.
You've got another OTI favourite in race three, Andress at $2.70. But the stablemate's also well in contention. Find Your Man first up. Both of them are first up today. Is the market right?
I think so. They sort of run second and third their last time they raced. And I would like them both to be at home, but it isn't the case. So maybe a little bit risky, but he's going a bit tricky out there on this bit of a track. But his time will come if it's not today, and I lean towards the filly Andress.
Chequered Love is a done deal in race number four. You've also got Regal Ruler that goes around in the fourth race as well. Both of these are around about the $10 mark. Who do you like?
I prefer Regal Ruler. He'll get up on the speed a little bit. We rode him back from the bad gate the other day, and he was okay. He was fair, so we'll go a little bit more forward today. Chequered Love didn't have much luck. We were a bit aggressive out of the gates for the first start in the race over 1,700. Done a lot of work, so she'll go back today and from that wide gate and hopefully beat more than half from home so that we get signs that we keep persevering with it.
And you've got an interesting runner in race number five, Lost Impact. This is a deep impact mare. First up today. Have you had many deep impacts before, Lindsay?
No. A friend of mine owns a horse from Sydney, and he thought that he'd give me this one to train to see if he can't. I couldn't get up to a mile and a half, so we've kicked off, obviously, 17th on 18, but I don't think she had any hope over 1,400, so we've elected to go a little bit further. They say that deep impacts aren't real good in the wet, so I suppose we'll find out how she handles the conditions today. But her trial now, Dave's Coleraine against Mr. Moneybags wasn't too bad, so she showed a little bit of speed that day, so I'd say she'll be in the first four and hopefully get the job done. But she will improve up on whatever she does today.
And in race seven, you got Terracotta. Last couple have been, on paper, probably a little disappointing. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, she was a bit unlucky the other day, missing the kick and not get the run. She's becoming a bit of an enigma. Oh, wonderful man owns her. Do you think I can get a winner? I think it's because of them colours that haunted me over the last few years. So I might get him to change the colours. But, she got the ability to win the race. It's a little bit silly, but hopefully today's her day.
Looks like a good team you're taking to Casselton. Who do you think are your best few?
I think the first two. I think the first two are the best ones.
All right, we'll take a little running double. Good luck today, Lindsay.
Okay, giddy up, boys.
Lindsay Smith joining us there. How many are you tipping Lindsay today, Warren?
Look, at least three, maybe more, Michael. I was happy to hear his chat. And, if he doesn't have a good day, then I'm in a lot of trouble. And when he was leaving Flemington on Saturday, I was asking him about the weather at Warrnambool. He said, oh, I'm not sure if we'll race you there. He said, but I hope we run the first.
All right, that's a good lead. You can get $2.25. Sweet Mary, who is the favourite in the first. Take out one scratchy number one. Zoom is a $3.80 pop. Bean shopping at $5. And we heard the stablemate Classy Couture is at $5. But a leaning to this first starter, Brett Preble, heading to Casselton with Lindsay Smith. Is this how we start the day, Warren?
Yeah, on with her, Michael. Look, she wasn't really tested, but, gee, I think she moved well. Looked to have a lovely action and plenty to offer in a recent jump out, and she just trucked up beautifully under very light riding. I'm keen on her to kick off with a winner, 7, Sweet Mary. Ahead of 2, Zuma, I think's improved during a break. Those inner tracks at Caulfield, if they can be a little bit back in the field and then make some ground out wide on the bend, they're going very well. Exactly what Zuma did in a recent jump out. 4, Classy Couture, was under a little bit of pressure, seemed to respond well enough in a recent hit out. And 3, Bean Shopping, just got into an awkward spot, lost momentum mid-race on debut. Under the circumstances, ran okay. I think 7's the one to beat ahead of 2, 4 and 3.
7, the one to beat ahead of 2, 4 and 3 in the first. Just digressing for a moment here, Warren, we did have a text message from a listener who wants to get into the racing industry, wants to know how to go about it, what courses can be done. And we've got a listener who has also SMS'd us. There is a TAFE course for racing. The contact is Ron Crawford. I won't read Ron Crawford's number out on air, but if the listener wants to contact RSN 927, we will pass that number on to them. So there is a TAFE course for racing. We need all the stable hands and racing participants we can at the moment. So thanks to that listener for passing that on. Ron Crawford is the person to contact. We'll give those details out if that listener wants to contact us. Race number two at Casterton today is a maiden over 1,100 metres, and this is the shorty of the day. Take out 5, 6, 10 and 12. Mr Razzle Dazzle opened up at very prohibitive odds, $1.35. It's now out to $1.45. Croc Lurkin, $4.20. Raging Monkey at $7.50. And it has firmed, opened up at $19. This first starter now into $7.50. What's Mr. Razzle Dazzle, this ex-Kiwi, showing you at the jump outs, Warren?
Jump outs have been encouraging. The blinker's on and a bubble cheeker near side going on. He didn't put the complete finished product on the synthetic track at Cambridge in New Zealand on debut, but he really caught the eye late, and he wanted to roll in that little bit. So no surprise there's a bit of headgear applied. Looks to have jumped out well for the new stable and got some upside. Not surprised he's drifting from that $1.28, $1.30 that there was, but I do think he's the most likely winner. And Lindsay said he'd be surprised if he was beaten, and that's adding to confidence, but I don't really want to play at that price, but I do think he's going to be the winner. Four ahead of two, Croc Lurkin. I thought the jump out prior to the debut run was good, and I think up in distance slightly to 1,100 metres here is a positive, and Rattle and Bang was dropping back from Metropolitan Grade to get that maiden win last start that Croc Lurkin comes through. Eight, Raging Monkey, was solid enough to the line in a recent jump out. Didn't know what to make of a couple of jump outs of Midnight Blessing, but the 1-2 jump outs ago was reasonably encouraging, and I do think the race falls away. 4-2-8-3.
4-2-8-3, race number two at Casterton. Race number three is a maiden over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 1, 12, 14 and 16. Lindsay Smith has the favourite here again. Declan Bates on board Andress at $2.70. It is first up today. Journalise, $3.50. Find Your Man is another one from the Lindsay Smith stable, first up at $5.50. And they've got form around each other. And then Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott with a runner at Casterton today. After taking out one of the jumps features yesterday, found our thrill at $6. Who do you like here, Warren?
I'm with the Waterhouse and Bot runner, Michael, in found our thrill. Her race day form to date is only modest, but she's had the benefit of a break and she's had a little bit of racing experience. Although the two recent jump outs at Flemington have been good. And in typical stable fashion, I wouldn't be surprised to offset that wider draw pretty quickly. There's a few of these that are going to get back in the field here, and I would think Lewis German would be instructed to be positive early and get somewhere near the speed, which isn't a disadvantage at Casterton. Soft seven, we'll get an idea if they're getting off the fence in the home straight by this stage or later in the day. But gee, I think that's over the odds for Fandau Thrill, and I'd expect a positive ride. 10 for me ahead of 8, Andress, who has jumped out nicely to resume. The form through the two runs to date has held up well. She comes through the same jump out as the stable mate in Find Your Man. There wasn't a lot between them in that jump out. I've got a leaning to 8, and splitting the two stable mates, I've put in 8, 11, Journalise, who was heavily back, just got into a little bit of traffic, but did find the line quite well first up. We'll be fitter with that run under the belt. I thought 10 was over the odds. 10, 8, 11, 4.
10, 8, 11 and 4, a bit of value. Found our thrill, $6 and $2 in race number 3. Race 4 is a maiden over 1,800 metres. In this race, take out 2, 11, 12 and 16. Cotton Eye Joe, $3.10. Grabowski at $3.70. Take Me North, $5.50. And then we're down to Dane Gerade, Jarrah Rose at $6.50. I backed Grabowski at Warrnambool a couple of starts ago when it just got nutted. I would have thought it would have run a race, won a race by now, but we haven't seen it much since then. Warren, who do you like here?
No, he pulled up lame with a run on the synthetic track, back on the turf here on the fresh side with Johnny Allen aboard. I think he'll be somewhere near the speed, and I don't think being right on the speed suited Cotton Eye Joe last start, and this race sets up a bit differently, I think, for Cotton Eye Joe to not get too far away, but just be a bit off the speed and have that good turn of foot late that he's got. So I'm with him, one Cotton Eye Joe, but on the fresh side, Grabowski just putting a pin through that last run synthetic and pulling up lame. He was close to breaking through prior to that. He should give a sight riding the speed. Six Take Me North, first run for Magella Ballantyne was last time, ran well, and I think he's fit and relatively consistent. The only blot on the landscape was that second run, and there might have been some excuses there. And 10 Dane Jarrah Rose, haven't seen a trial or a jump out, but respect the stable, respect her kicking off at this distance range in the mix. But I do think Cotton Eye Joe, with that race fitness and hopefully setting a little bit off the speed, will be hard to beat. 1, 3, 6, 10.
1, 3, 6, and 10 in race number 4. 4 races down at Casterton today. Quick break, and then we'll be back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview this Monday, racing at Casterton. We are on a soft 7. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,800 metres. Warren Huntley finding us all of the winners. And in this race, we can take out 3, 4, 6 and 11. Lost Impact, interesting runner here. Declan Bates for Lindsay Smith first up. Got 62 kilos on its back. It is, of course, the daughter of Deep Impact. It is the $2.25 favourite. The second favourite, Simon Says, $3.90. Eagle Hawk, $4. Traffic Cop is then the next best in the market at $10. Opened up $4.80 Lost Impact. We have had some scratchings, and this morning's been $2.80 into $2.25, Warren.
Yeah, I thought she was over the odds at $2.80 after the scratchings. I thought Dresden Green was probably the most likely challenger. Snowplow had trialled up okay for the Michelle Payne stable. Gee, I thought her jump out that Lindsay referenced alongside Mr. Moneybags, he's much better than benchmark 58 grader. No, it was only a jump out, but her race day form today's solid. Kicking off at this distance range, I think Lindsay Smith would be very keen to have Lost Impact running well. I think he's first runner for Peter Fudge and the Waratah Thoroughbreds colours. So 5 for me ahead of 8, Simon Says, who I think's going well, can ride the speed and give a sight. 12, Traffic Cops, deep into the preparation, probably no improvement, but chipping away okay, and gets the claim for Michaela Lawrence, and 2, Eagle Man. I think the little rising distance maybe even wants further, but there was some positive signs first run for the Simon Wild stable last time out. I think it sets up very nicely for Lost Impact here. Keen on her and can understand the support. 5, 8, 12, 2.
5, 8, 12, and 2, first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6, a benchmark 58 over 2,000. In this race, we can take out 1, 3, 11, and 14. Pindy Pride, $3.60. Printmaker, $4.20. Lunatic Fringe, $4.20. And then a Fighting Fury out to $5. This looks a more open event here, Warren.
Yeah, I agree, Michael. I think a Fighting Fury is racing like this distance will suit now. 2,000 metres has had a good grounding to get out to this trip. Got a slight leaning to 2, a Fighting Fury. Head of 7, Pindy Pride. I think she's going okay and in stronger races than this. So there's a good class drop here and a claim provincially for Logan McDeal from a good draw. I can understand the support for Pindy Pride. Number 4, Printmaker, was a better run last start. Might be close to peak fitness now, competitive in this grade. But as we've referenced a couple of times, it's an even race. He's in the mix, as is number 6, Lunatic Fringe, who's getting fitter. She's limited, but the rising distance here suits. 2, 7, 4, 6.
2, 7, 4, and 6 in race 6. And then race number 7 is a 58 over 1,100 metres. In this race, take out 1, 3, 12, 14, and 15. Smiler Marshall from the Simon Wild Stables, favourite here at $2.70. Ashford Street, $5.50. Starfinder, $7. And Terracotta, Lindsay Smith told us before that it's a bit of an enigmatic galloper, but it's got the ability there, is at $7. How many in this leg of the quaddie do you think, Warren?
I want 3 in this leg, Michael, and I do think that Smiler Marshall's the starting point. He won on debut, so he can be effective first up, and he's resuming here. And his recent jump out, he was a few lengths behind them, but he was chasing Great Again and Tuvalu, two of the better gallopers in the Lindsay Smith stable, and I thought he ran well enough there to say that he's going to run well here first up. 4 for me ahead of 9, Terracotta. I'm forgiving of that last run. I mean, there's not a lot of wins on the scorecard, only the 1 from 14, but she was slowly away and then struck trouble in the home straight last start. Might take a good ride from the inside draw here, and we will have an idea on the pattern late in the day, but I've got her as next best. 5, Starfinder. He would be cheering the relocation of this meeting. He's got a record of 3 starts for a win and 2 placings here at Casterton. It's a track that he likes. He's the last start winner here in a similar race, and 2, Ashford Street. One that made him quite well first up. This is obviously tougher. 4, 9, 5, 2.
4, 9, 5, and 2. And then the last of 8, Jumps at 4:30 this afternoon. It's over 1,200, a benchmark 58. In this race, we can take out 1, 3, 5, 6, 10, 11, 18 and 19. Wild Colonial Boy, a $3 chance. Can He Move, $5 or $6. Grass Me a Miss is at $6. And Atomic Taxi also at $6.50. So they are the only runners under double figure odds. And we've had scratchings, but Wild Colonial Boy has been $3.60 this morning into $3 after opening at $5.50. Who do you like in the last, Warren?
I'm with Grass Me a Miss each way here, Michael. Scratchings have impacted this market significantly, particularly Irish Rockstar, Sacred Kiwi, Pig in Mud coming out. But I thought that she was over the odds, Grass Me a Miss. She was double figures yesterday. She's still backable each way. I'm hoping that she can just hold a little bit of a closer spot from that inside draw, and late in the day that might need a good ride to get to the right part of the track. But there's reasonable speed in this race, and I'm happy to be with her each way. 12, Grass Me a Miss, ahead of 7. Can He Move, who's fit and consistent, handles rain-affected ground well. Four, Wild Colonial Boy, just had to do a fair bit of early work last time. I think that might have impacted the energy he had late. Maybe gets a more economical run closer to the speed here. And 15, Atomic Taxi, an emergency gaining a start. Just maps to get a good run behind them. Drops slightly in grade and he's going okay. On with 12 each way, ahead of 7, 4 and 15.
12 each way, ahead of 7, 4 and 15. Grass Me a Miss, a $6 chance in the last. It seems we've got a few shorties here, Warren. Do we play a couple of these Lindsay Smith favourites in a little all-up, or do we look for a bit of value today at Casterton?
Yeah, we're definitely on the giddy-up bandwagon with Lindsay Smith here today. I think the best of them is race 5, number 5, Lost Impact. I do think he can win the first with race 1, number 7, Sweet Mary. So they're the two best for me, but I've made race 5, number 5, Lost Impact my best. Value's in the last, race 8, number 12, Grass Me a Miss. Relatively skinny quaddie on with numbers 5 and 8 in the first leg, 2, 4 and 7 in the second, 4, 5 and 9 in the third, home with numbers 4, 7, 12 and 15. Going to try and get a running double into Lost Impact as my player today. That's races 4 and 5. Race 4, I'm taking numbers 1 and 3 into number 5, Lost Impact in the second leg, one out.
All right, we like it. Let's hope it's a day for Lindsay Smith at Casterton today. Warren, good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.